You are listening to the Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Hi, I'm Malia, and we're back for the second episode of Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama.
And I'm Mackenzie. I'm really excited to be back and co-hosting with you today, Malia. I think our first episode went really well, and I hope all the listeners enjoyed it.
Me too, Mackenzie. As we mentioned in the first episode, you can expect us to be talking about the unexpected things that you can find in North Alabama. And this week, we're going to be talking about the North Alabama Waterfall Trail.
I think this is really going to be a fun one. We also have a special guest today, Robert, who is an ambassador for North Alabama. Welcome, Robert.
Hi, guys. I'm glad to be here.
Good. Can you just start off by telling us a little bit about yourself and maybe how you became an ambassador for North Alabama?
Well, I'm an explorer, first of all. And I guess I became an ambassador because my daughter and I go to all of these places. We were going to them already, like on the weekends. And I think Malia like stalked my page and said, "You have to come do that." No, actually, I did.
I think
one of the other ambassadors mentioned it, and I signed up for it. And now it kind of it pushes me to go out a little bit more to places. I mean, I was already going to places, but now I feel kind of an obligation. So it's kind of helped me get out a little bit more. But I love doing it. It's a lot of fun.
That's great. And are you from the North Alabama area? Did you grow up? Were you kind of newer to the area?
I am. I'm from Huntsville and Arab and Union Grove, Gunnersville, that whole area.
Awesome.
So I've been here since I was in ninth grade. I've been here for a while.
Cool. So you are very familiar with the area already. That's great.
Yes.
Well, Malia, let's just go ahead and dive into some questions that I'm sure a lot of our listeners have about the waterfalls in North Alabama. Do you want to just start out and give us a little introduction about the waterfalls, how many we're going to be talking about today, and kind of what the waterfall trail is?
Sure. Our North Alabama Waterfall Trail features 14 waterfalls, but there are so many more waterfalls in North Alabama. But these are some of the easier ones to find. And they're all over our region. And because we're at the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains and the Tennessee River flows right through our region, it creates a lot of creeks and streams that creates a lot of waterfalls. And when it rains, our waterfalls are amazing.
Malia, can you just kind of start off by telling us the name of all 14 waterfalls so everyone can know exactly which ones we're talking about?
Yeah, there's Coldwater Falls, DeSoto Falls, Grace's High Falls, Rainbow Falls, Wilson Dam Falls, Turkey Foot Falls, High Falls, Lacefield Falls, Martis Mill Falls, Kinlock Falls, Pisgah Gorge Falls, and Little River Falls, and Nakalula Falls.
Amazing. That's quite the list. And like you said, there's even more. That's not even the whole list of
yes.
all of them in North Alabama, right?
Right.
Are you able to travel to all of them in one day? Like how long would it take to do the entire trail?
Oh, no, it's not possible in one day. It would take, because people have asked that before, and it would take several days because they're from one side to the other side. So I would say if you were going to visit all of them, if that was your goal to visit all of them, I would think a week or more. Robert, you're the one that goes
yeah.
out quite a bit. What do you think?
Yeah, but it was some of them have trails that are a little bit more difficult and take a little bit more time. But yeah, there's no way you could do that in one day. It would take several to be able to go to all of them.
Yeah, especially like you mentioned, the ones in Bankhead, there's two of them on our list. There's Kinlock Falls and then there's Turkey Foot Falls that's on our waterfall trail. But there's many more waterfalls within Bankhead. It's just that some of them are kind of off trail, so we don't really want to recommend them to new hikers. That's
Absolutely.
More for, yeah, if you've got a guide to take you out or if you've been hiking Bankhead for years, those are a little bit easier to find. But to our new people, stick to the trails.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even I'd like to say, since you're mentioning Bankhead, even the ones that are in Bankhead that are on the list, they're easy to get to. They're right off the trail. You don't have to hike too far. but always preload a map onto your phone when you go out there, because you will not have cell phone service anywhere in Bankhead. And a lot of people get lost. A lot of it's dirt roads. And I like my favorite waterfalls in Bankhead, but it's an easier hike. It's about a 2 mile hike, but it's all flat ground and it's well traversed. But if you do not know the area, I mean, even the simplest trail in Bankhead can be very dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are some really good tips, Robert. So download a map, kind of know where you're going, probably try to familiarize yourself a little bit before you go out there. You mentioned you have a favorite in Bankhead, Robert. Which waterfall is your favorite?
I do. And it's so embarrassing. And I actually posted a TikTok video this morning, because about a year ago, the first time I went to this waterfall, I asked some friends if they knew how to pronounce it. And I've yet to get a good answer. Everybody pronounces it differently. And I'm not sure how, but I think the general consensus was it's Sugahogie Falls. And if you Google S-O-U-G, you know, it auto-completes it and you should be able to find it. But it's a beautiful waterfall, and it doesn't feel like somewhere, like it's something you would see in a picture book. Like it feels like a tropical waterfall. It really does. When you turn the corner and you're deep in this forest, and all of a sudden there's sand and a huge greenish blue waterfall with mist. And it's absolutely one of the most beautiful waterfalls I've ever been to.
That's amazing. So Robert, you told us your favorite one you like to hike. Is there a different one that you like to photograph? Because I know you're taking lots of pictures. Everyone should check out his Instagram because they're beautiful. I took a look.
Well, thank you so much. As far as photographing, I mean, everybody loves Nakalula Falls. And you can't, there's not a bad angle of that waterfall. So it's like a, you know, it's a photographer's dream. So that's probably up there. I really enjoy going to Martis Mill because it's right down the road. And a lot of times, you know, it's a good one to photograph during the winter because it's always covered in icicles. And that's a lot of fun. During the summer, there's usually people out there swimming. So it's a little bit harder to photograph. But I've got an album of, I went out there one day and asked some parents if it's all right if I photographed them and their kids playing. And of course, they loved it as long as I sent them the pictures. So those were fun to photograph. But those, you know, they're not too far from where I live. So that's a little bit of the reason. And as far as just exploring, High Falls is, I know, isn't that one on your list?
Yes.
I think it is. High Falls is absolutely beautiful. Now in the summer, you can't get a picture of just that waterfall because everybody goes there to swim. There's several places to jump, and I take my daughter there to swim all the time. So I probably visit that waterfall more than any of the other ones when I'm not bringing my camera.
That's awesome. Well, it sounds like there's quite the variety, and that's fun. You can swim. I hadn't really thought of that, I guess. Does the waterfall just kind of flow into a big area, kind of a pool, like creek area, or could you describe that a little bit for us?
It does. It kind of cascades in a few places, and then there's a couple that's like just big drops. And for your daredevils, people like myself who are just not too smart, we jump off there usually. But there's places for the kids. There's pools around, and a lot of people up top. There's a giant area where you can wade and, you know, lay out. There's just plenty of surface to facilitate a lot of people. So I know everyone enjoys going there.
And there's awesome. A big, huge arch, a rock arch that's at the base of that waterfall too. That's really cool to photograph as well.
Yes. Plus the bridge. There's a bridge
on the
top. It's beautiful. There's a small hiking trail if you go across the bridge. I don't think it's one it's not exactly hard. It's just not well traversed. And when I went down it, I was barefooted because we were swimming. And I highly suggest wearing shoes on that trail. But yeah, there's a lot to do out there. That's absolutely one of my favorite places. I've done some drone shots out there that turned out really well. So
Oh yeah, I bet that's beautiful. Malia, do you have a favorite waterfall, one that you really like to hike to, or have you ever swam in any of them before?
I've waded around in the High Falls waterfall. I have been swimming at Rainbow Falls after a hike. It's in Dismal's Canyon, and Dismal's Canyon is amazing. We should do an episode about Dismal's Canyon. But you can hike around this beautiful canyon, and there's actually these little glow worms. They're called Dismalites. At night, you can do a hike, and you can see these little glowworm creatures. But during the day, it's a beautiful hike as well. And there's a waterfall there at the end of your trail. And especially if you go in the summertime, it is a very welcome sight. So I have been swimming at Rainbow Falls.
And there's about a 20 degree difference in temperature when you're parking at Dismal's as when you're walking down on the trail.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed, if you went in the summer, it's absolutely insane how cooler it is down inside the valley.
It's really neat.
Wow. Well, let's talk a little bit about, I know we've mentioned it a little bit, but some of the unique features of each of these waterfalls. What kind of makes them different from each other? Either of you, Malia or Robert, what do you guys think?
I guess Little River Falls, it's probably one of our most photographed waterfalls, that one and DeSoto Falls. And Little River Falls is, it's in Little River Canyon, and it's in this huge gorge, and it's just a very wide waterfall. And in the fall, when the leaves change, there's an amazing backdrop to get pictures of that waterfall.
Wow. So now is probably the time to go visit that one. Are the leaves starting to change now?
We're getting close. October, mid-October is when they start changing.
Awesome. We're almost there then.
Yes.
And then Robert, what about you? Any unique features or things that make these waterfalls so different from each other?
Since I have a 16-year-old daughter, I prefer the ones you can swim at because usually she wants to do something while I'm walking around taking my boring photos. You know, but most of these you go to and you see people, if you go during the summer, you see people swimming anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, but some are obviously way more friendly to swimming. I wouldn't swim at a few of them, but those are the ones that I prefer.
That sounds fun. I love that. Well, is there anything else that we haven't highlighted about these waterfalls yet, Malia?
Yeah, there's a really neat story behind the Nakalula Falls. And it used to be called Black Creek Falls. And there's a legend that a great Indian chief whose young daughter, Nakalula, was amazingly beautiful. And all of the other, you know, braves in the area wanted to, you know, marry her and everything. But there was one that was favored by her father. And he was a chief in a neighboring tribe. And he had a lot to offer, horses, blankets, things like that. So he was very well off. But Nakalula had fallen in love with a brave in her own tribe, but her dad wouldn't hear it. So he had arranged for her to be married to this neighboring chief. And the legend has it that on her wedding day, she got all dressed up in her wedding garb and everything, and then went over to the edge and leapt into Black Creek and died. And so from then on, it became known as Nakalula Falls instead of Black Creek Falls.
Oh, that's such an interesting story. Is that the only waterfall that has a unique story like that, or do other ones?
It's the only one that I know of like that, but it's a pretty intense story behind Nakalula Falls.
Oh, yeah, that definitely is. Yeah.
And one of the cool features about Nakalula Falls, too, is that the Black Creek that I mentioned, you can go on a hike on that trail and it will lead you down behind and under the waterfalls, which is really cool. So it's very neat. Like Robert said, there's no bad angle of Nakalula Falls. Even if you're under the falls, it's an amazing view to see the waterfall coming down from the top.
It's beautiful down in the gorge. Like, I suggest that over going to the top of it. Like when you go down below it, it's incredible. And it's a little bit harder of a hike, but there's two different ways in. But I highly suggest if you go to Nakalula Falls, you have to go underneath it. It's and they do a lot of stuff there. I mean, they have the lights every Christmas, which is beautiful. I don't know if you've ever been to that. And then they do, like, I just did the Barbarian Challenge there, where you get to swim underneath the falls. Oh, it was a wonderful experience.
Neat. And there's a train in the park, too, that goes around the park, and you can ride the little train all around. And so there's a lot of cool things to do at that park. It's more than just the waterfall.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds beautiful and, like, a lot of fun. Like, you could kind of spend a whole day there kind of doing different things.
Yes.
Well, Malia, we kind of did a special thing on social media yesterday, kind of trying to see what listeners and people on social media want to know about the falls. Do you want to kind of explain that?
Yeah, I asked our followers on Facebook and Twitter what were some questions that they wanted us to, or a question that they wanted us to answer. And the winner wanted to know which waterfalls are accessible, maybe for someone in a wheelchair or someone who just is not able to hike a long way. So the ones that are easily accessible are, there's Little River Falls. That is probably one of the easier ones because there's a boardwalk that leads down, a little ramp, and it leads down to where you can see the falls really well. Of course, Nakalula Falls from the top. Now, from the bottom is not, it's not accessible, but from the top, you can see, you can walk right up, you can see the statue and the waterfall very easily. Coldwater Falls in Tuscumbia, it's a man-made waterfall, but it is still very pretty, and it's very accessible. You can take a wheelchair and go by it. Wilson Dam Falls is accessible. It's not very hard to get to. And then DeSoto Falls is easy to see the top part of the falls if you're not able to hike or if you're in a wheelchair. There is a little part where you can kind of climb down and see like in front of the falls, but if you just want to see the top of it, you're good. So those are the ones that are the easiest.
So there's a lot of options then, like a good amount. That's great.
Yeah.
Kind of, I guess, another question, follow-up question to that is, on average, how long are the hikes? Like, are there longer ones, shorter ones, or are they all in the middle? Or
I would say, of course, the ones that are accessible, there's no hike whatsoever. Now, the ones in Bankhead, I think some of those trails may be, 3 miles, maybe round trip to see some of those waterfalls, right, Robert?
Oh, yes. 3 or more on some of them.
Now, there's one, Lacefield Falls is in Cane Creek Canyon Nature Preserve. And it's really pretty in the spring and in the wintertime when there's a lot of rain flowing. But it's quite a hike to get there. There's like 18 miles of trails in Cane Creek Canyon.
Martis Mills is one of them that's pretty accessible. It's a really short hike, probably 50 to 100 yards. The only thing is there's a little bit of an incline and a lot of rocks. So just be careful if you head out to that one. And there's a lot of the ones in Bankhead that aren't super long hikes. I don't know if people are intending to go there. Holmes Chapel Falls is almost right off the road, and it's a pretty easy hike. But like I said before, definitely bring GPS out there because you can get lost.
And High Falls that you mentioned, it's not hard to get to, but there is a very steep incline going down and then coming back up. But it's not rocky or anything. It is paved, but it's kind of steep when you're coming back up.
Yeah, especially after a day of swimming, you get kind of tired.
Yes.
Well, great. It sounds like I said, a lot of options, you know, some that's a short walk, no walk at all, or a bit of a hike. So there's something for everyone, a good variety, I'd say. Well, Robert, thank you so much for joining us today. It's really been a pleasure having you on, especially as an ambassador for North Alabama. I think that's really neat. Do you want to tell us where our listeners can find you on Instagram so they can look at your beautiful pictures?
Oh, Instagram. I don't remember my handle. Hold on. I think it's the Robert Posey.
Yes.
And I've been posting on TikTok a little bit more, and that's definitely the Robert Posey. But yeah, check me out. And just remember, guys, if you go to these places, take care of them because they're beautiful. And I know we've talked about doing some stuff with Leave No Trace, but we always pack a garbage bag in our camera bag so that we always have something to pick up trash if we see it. And just remember while you're out there to, you know, leave it beautiful for everybody else as well.
Great tips. I agree.
And I'm glad you said that, Robert, about Leave No Trace, because Robert is the reason why we did partner with Leave No Trace earlier this year. Back when things were shut down, Robert had reached out to me and said, hey, do you mind if I do some videos about people picking up their trash at waterfalls? He said, my daughter and I have been going out. He said, we went to Martis Mills Falls and it was trash, because I mean, the upside is that people were getting out a lot and enjoying nature, but the downside is that they were not being mindful of how they were leaving nature when they left. And so I talked to my boss about that. And so we decided to partner with Leave No Trace in order to spread the message of, you know, hey, leave it better than you found it. You know, what you pack in, like, pack out. So I just wanted to say thanks to Robert, because he was the one that kind of sparked that partnership to bring awareness to our areas that were kind of being a little neglected.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was me. I think that people would be really surprised when they go to these places, if they pull out a trash bag and start picking up, other people will help. Like, nobody's going to do it on their own. You have to do that. But once you start picking up trash, the kids that are around, they'll start coming and helping, and the adults will start coming and helping. And I mean, it's really beautiful. Like, it's just that somebody needs to give them the initiative. Somebody needs to start them.
Right.
And me and Lacey try to do that when we're out. And it's just something that I'm proud of, that I think everybody should be. We should be proud of these waterfalls and treat them like we are.
I agree. That's great. I mean, if we want to keep visiting them, keep them clean, leave them better than you found them.
Yes. Okay, there you have it. If you want to know more about our waterfall trail, you can go to northalabama.org/trails/waterfalls, and you'll find all of these waterfalls, a little bit of information about them, how to get to them. And on our social media every Wednesday, we do Waterfall Wednesday. So you'll see a picture of one of our amazing waterfalls on our social media. So we hope you enjoyed our second episode, and everyone go and visit our beautiful waterfall trail.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Don't forget to leave us a rating or review, and we'll talk to you next time. This has been another episode of the Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Mackenzie Felstead and Malia Hames, and produced by Relic.